Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible, Psalm 139, verse number 23 and verse number 24, and we continue our study on dealing with our thoughts, or dealing with our mind. In verse number 23, the psalmist said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." And then he said, "Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Now, David comes before the Lord here. As you would go to the doctor, he's saying to the Lord, "I want you to examine me." He said, "I want you to search my heart and see if I got a heart problem." Man, we could spend some time there with God doing open heart surgery on us and looking at our sin problem in our heart, could we not? And then he said, "I want you to try my thoughts. I want you to examine what's going on in my mind. And I want you to see if there be any wicked way in me." We've been studying for the last couple of days on dealing with our thoughts, or dealing with our mind. On the broadcast Monday, I gave you a general introduction to the subject by dealing with the fact that we are a triune being. I am body, I am soul, and I am mind. My soul is redeemed, my body is consigned back to the ground, and it will be resurrected when the Lord comes again. But my mind is to be renewed. We read over in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, verse 1 and verse number 2, where the Bible mentions the renewing of our mind. You see, I am a saved being, but I live in an unsaved body. Because of that situation that exists in my life, God and good inside me, in my heart, want to control my mind and my body and use my life to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. But in the same time, the devil wants my body and through my body attack my mind and attack my spirituality and use me in a way that is dishonoring to the cause of Christ. So my soul is saved, my body is not, and the mind becomes the battlefield between God and the devil, good and evil in our lives. We look first of all at the power of the mind, and I pointed out to you that the mind controls our life. The Bible said, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." The Bible said, "Keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." We become what we think. If you think on it long enough, you will perform it before too long. So the power of the mind, the world realizes this. That's why all of the media is for wickedness being placed in our mind in this generation. So we looked at the power of the mind, and then we looked at the position of the mind. And again, to remind you, the mind is the battlefield between God and the devil, good and evil. Our body is not saved, our heart is saved, and the mind becomes the battlefield. But I want to come to the third thing today. Not only we see the power of the mind, and we see the position of the mind, but I want us to notice the purging of our mind. And I want to just slow down and spend some time here in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 10, and allow God to speak to our heart from the precious Word of God in this matter of dealing with our thoughts and dealing with our mind. Notice, if you will, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 3, the Bible said, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." Verse 4, the Bible said, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Here we have a description of the battle that rages in our mind. It is not against flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual battle. Again, verse number 3 said, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." If we did, we'd be in trouble and be defeated all the time. But in verse number 4, he said, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." Friend, you cannot battle the devil and the thought that he puts in your mind with carnal weapons of warfare. No, we must use spiritual weapons if we're going to wage the war and win the war that we're in our mind today. Now, how are we going to do it? Notice in verse number 4, the Bible tells us, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds." Here the Bible mentions strongholds, and the strongholds are those areas where the devil has found a lodging place in our mind. And God said here that we are to pull them down. Notice two things in this statement. First of all, he mentions the strongholds. The strongholds are simply fortresses. They're like a walled city. The devil has his stronghold there, and he will continually put those thoughts in our mind that we should not have. We must come to the place of recognizing the stronghold is there. Stop blaming the flesh. Stop blaming the world, and recognize that in your mind, Satan has strongholds, and he uses them as launching pads to launch an assault upon your mind with thoughts that are dishonoring God and disruptive to your Christian life. Now, what are we going to do about those strongholds? Well, we can either leave them or we can deal with them. What does the Bible say for us to do? In verse number 4, the Bible said pulling down. The two words pulling down here means destruction, demolition. And the word carries with it to tear down by force and fierce anger that they're there. You see, my friend, you do not win the battle of the mind, and you do not purge and purify your mind by playing games with the devil and the thought pattern that he's established in your life. But you lay hold on spiritual weapons of warfare, and you go into your mind, into your thought life, and you pull down, you destroy the thoughts that are there. You act like a demolition team. You go in there with big machines, big guns, and you destroy them. You pull down the stronghold, and don't let the thoughts stay in your mind that you're constantly bothered with. Pull it down, destroy it, cast it down. And then notice second, he said in verse number 5, not only there is the pulling down of the strongholds, but in verse number 5, he said, casting down imaginations. Now, every one of us have problem with our imagination. You can just sit around, look at people, and before you know it, your imagination has gone wild. You don't only imagine things about others, but the devil will have you imagining that others are thinking about you. and he'll have you imagining things that are destructive and detrimental to you. And so what does the Bible say about our imagination? He said we're to pull down the strongholds, and then he said to cast down every imagination. The word casting here means with the use of force, to throw down, to pull down, or again to demolish. We must not take it lightly. This is not a game. It's a battle. And our mind is the battlefield. And we must realize we're in war, and we must fight. Do this by force, as we're taught in the Word of God. But not only he mentions the pulling down of the strongholds and the casting down of imaginations, but in verse number 5, he said, casting down everything that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Anything that raises up that is contrary to the Word of God and the will of God, then you are to cast it down. Don't let it have a position, a continuing position in your life. And then he said in the last part of verse number 5, the third thing, not only there's a pulling down of the stronghold, there's a casting down of the imagination, but he said there's the bringing down of the thoughts and bringing into captivity every thought to the disobedience of Christ. Every thought that you have that is contrary to God, contrary to his word, to his will, his way in your life, you cannot let that thought linger. You must cast it down. You must pull it down. You must bring it down, my friend, and bring it into subjection to the will of God. And then notice in verse number 6, he said, not only there is the pulling down of the stronghold, there's the casting down of the imagination, there's the bringing down of the thoughts, but there's the putting down of every disobedience. Notice verse number 6, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Friend, in this battle with the mind that we're encountering, we cannot allow those thoughts of disobedience to God to remain in our life. They will get us in trouble. They will destroy us. They'll defeat us. No, we must stand on guard with our guns loaded and our aim set, ready to tear them down any time that they rise up in our life. Do not allow thoughts of disobeying God to remain in your mind. You can never have victory in Jesus when your thoughts are continually toward disobedience to him. Instead of thinking about disobeying him, we ought to put our thoughts on obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. So, to purify our mind, we must have the pulling down of the stronghold. We must cast down the imagination. We must bring down into subjection the thoughts. And we must put down every thought of disobedience that enters into our mind. The only way you can do that is by replacing it with something good and something godly. And we'll look at that, the Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait. It's growing.